You're listening to the Ben Uyama podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive through beating porn addiction and finding a wife. I'm also married. Guys, I've got a bunch of kids, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
NoFap is not the answer. If you've felt the same, you've looked at this NoFap community, you look at where people are focusing their attention simply on the streaks of abstaining as long as possible from the act of porn masturbating. Does it feel at the conscious level that that is the single most important metric to track whether you are healing, recovering, and ultimately experiencing what your sex drive, your sexuality is meant to be used for, designed by God? If there's something in you that feels like this isn't it, then you're right. NoFap is not the answer for the vast majority of people that are utilizing it in the wrong way. The idea inherently of NoFap is that you are utilizing your sex drive as God gave to you as a single person to do creative things, to be an excellent man, to find your woman, your wife, and to procreate and have children and raise those children well. That's the purpose of your sex drive, your sexuality. But we, the community, has twisted and shifted the focus from what it's designed for to being solely for the sake of abstaining. How many times I receive comments in upstanding, value-driven, faith-driven men that are simply just counting the days, and how many times I've told y'all that NoFap and counting streaks is not the primary or even secondary thing that you should be tracking when you're tracking your growth and your recovery and your healing as a man. It's not even first, it's not even second, it's not even third most important thing. We'll get to that. But how many times I keep repeating this, and then in the comment sense, in this comment section in the same video where I'm telling you guys it's not important, people are saying, oh bro, I'm on day 180. Good for you. I'm sure that takes a lot of willpower. But guess what? You're not healing. You're not recovering. You're not addressing the root issue as to why you're going to a behavior, or we're going to a behavior that you loathe and hate, that is terrible for you and is not aligned with your values in the first place. Why are we going to that? You have no idea if you are just counting the days until your next slip up. Think about that for a second. Why do we count? Past a certain time, past 30 days, what's the point in counting? What's the point? So that you have some evidence when you do slip up to say, oh, look how long I went without slipping up. Guess what, guys? If you're really planning on beating this long-term forever, then you just don't need to count on anymore. It becomes completely optional after like 30 days, which is really how long it takes to actually quit this stuff. Actually, it takes one day. It takes one day for you just to decide, I don't want to be a man that does this anymore. I don't want to be a man that utilizes my sex drive for myself. That takes one day to decide that, but you wait for days and years and months in decades just to decide that you don't want to be that man anymore. So what I'm telling you guys is there are more important things to track. I'm not here to bash NoFap. I think it's a great community, a great concept, but it's been skewed in a way to serve some unending need that you have that's not being addressed. Let's have this conversation right now. What's the most important thing to track when you're quitting porn, quitting masturbation, addiction, right? This is what we're talking about. People are like, oh, watching porn and masturbating is healthy. Okay, if you believe that, good for you. Like, believe that, this video is not for you. But if you're somebody that's faith-driven, that believes in something better for your sexuality and your drive as a man, and yet you keep succumbing to the same behavior over and over and you're confused as to why, then that's what I'm here to talk about. So what does it mean when you're actually healing, as they say, recovering, as they say? Some people will say this, right? If some people are wise, well, they say, well, it's streaks. It's how long you can abstain. Okay, let's put that on a table for a second. And then someone else will come in and say, well, it's how much repentance you've had in tears, how many tears you have cried through the process of your journey of repentance and recovery. Okay, let's put that on the table as well, all right? And then some people will say, oh, a decrease in desire. You have a decrease in desire to act out sexually. It's like, okay, well, I can solve all of those with one simple trick. Cut your balls off. I'm serious, like cut your balls off and you won't have a desire, you won't be masturbating, and guess what? You're gonna have the longest streak you could ever imagine. So my point is, it's a humorous take on the emphasis that your number one priority should not be that you do any of those things. Those can come later. Those are optional things to track. Absolutely. But what are you tracking that are actually significantly telling you that you're growing as a man, that you are fulfilling the purpose of you being alive, fulfilling the purpose of your sex drive that God gave to you in the first place? What's the metric we're tracking? The only best way I can put this for all y'all is that you have more positivity and less negativity in your life. What does that mean? You have more love and appreciation and gratitude towards yourself and towards other people, towards God, towards your family, and less negativity, contempt, anger, resentment, and fear towards everyone, towards yourself, towards God. That's as much as I can say about it. You experience more light and less shadows in your life. Every day, day after day, you are able to track and see the progress of you experiencing more joy, fulfillment, light, and less shadows, dark, evil, Satan, the enemy, whatever you guys call it. More God and less of the enemy. That is what true healing and recovery is, okay? Because every single thing that people will say is the metric for success, you can immediately poke holes in that. But if you're gonna stand here as a man of faith that has these values for your life, right? And your conscience is being split because you believe in this value system, you believe in having integrity, and yet your actions don't align with it, what is that called? That's called lacking integrity. That's called having discourse in your conscience, having this dissonance, this kind of cloudiness over your head because you're living in shadows and shame, and you're living a life where you're not allowing light into your life. You're not allowing that positivity in your life, and you are creating the negativity towards yourself and towards other people. And so if you're gonna sit here and say that you want this, you wanna have a family, you wanna be married, you wanna raise children, you wanna experience God more in your life, right? You wanna fulfill your purpose as a man, you want to be masculine, all the things that NoFap tries to get you to do, but does it in the wrong way, usually. Inherently, the way that NoFap is meant to be used is so that you can utilize, not just abstain for the sake of abstaining, because abstaining doesn't give you anything. Abstaining is just saying no. You're driving down the road and all you see is McDonald's and fast food restaurants, and all you're thinking is don't get McDonald's, don't get Burger King, don't get Chick-fil-A. Guess what you're gonna do? You're gonna eventually go down the route because that's where you're giving power to, and you're not focusing on where you're going. So what you need to do is not just say no, is not just say abstain for the sake of that, but to drive towards something. Drive towards health and freedom, liberation. Drive towards God. Drive towards where you're actually trying to go and focus on that. And naturally, the distractions of life, the distractions of porn, masturbation, fantasy, lust, all those things will disappear naturally if you're focusing on what you're really trying to aim for. And so it starts fundamentally, guys, what is your vision for your life? And so anyone that comes to me that is really steeped in the NoFap community, God bless you guys, I love you. But if you're steeped and enamored with this idea of counting days, I'll tell you this. Counting days is optional after 30 days. Completely optional. Some people feel empowerment from it, but it's not a requirement. And don't be fooled to believe that it is the number one metric of success of somebody that is utilizing their sex drive to the fullest capacity that God intended, because that's not it. I'll tell you what it is. If you're a single person and you are abstaining, not just abstaining, but you're using that energy, which is a creative God-given energy. It's an energy that God gave you to give, to serve, to create. And as a single person, if you're utilizing it to give to others, to volunteer, to serve your church, to make something, to make bloody music, whatever it is, guys, like that's your calling as a single purpose. That's the purpose that God gave you. If you ever wondered why God gave you sex drive at a time of your life that you're supposed to be abstaining and saving yourself for your spouse. Think about it like that. The time period that men have the highest sex drive is 14 to 21 years old, which is the exact period that we're meant to be preparing for a relationship, preparing for marriage and commitment, right? So why is it that God gave us this almost cosmic April Fool's Day prank on us, where he gave us this high sex drive at a time where we needed to not be distracted? We needed to focus, right? Why? Simple answer, for us to learn how to control, for us to hone our sex drive and utilize it for goodness, for us to have mastery over ourselves so that we can have mastery of the universe, so that we can lead ourselves before we lead others. Lead myself before I lead my wife and my children. Lead myself before I lead a community. That's why. It's not a trick. It's not a prank by God. It's for us to learn how to master the unity between my mind, my heart, my body, my spirit in unison, to have integrity so that I can give that fully, so that you can give that fully to your spouse. Because I tell you guys, if you're going to be in a relationship, right, this conversation will come up in one way or another. Whether you talk about it intentionally or it comes up many years down the road, you're going to be talking about porn, you're going to be talking about masturbation, you're going to talk about fantasy, you're going to talk about your dark secrets, your mistakes, right? And when you have that conversation, honestly answer this question: how do you want to have that conversation? When your wife is looking at you in the eyes and saying, hey, have you ever watched porn, right? Do you want to say, I struggle a lot, I kind of watch it sometimes, it's not that bad, once a month? Or do you want to say with confidence, yeah, I had struggled with that a lot, and I've grown so much through the process, and now I want to help other men do the same? If that's the answer you want to give to your spouse in the future or presently, then that is the road you're on. If, brother, if you maintain this concept, key concept in your mind, that your sex drive is a good thing, it's a good freaking thing that God gave you, that we seldom stop to think about. How do I know it's good? Because God created you. That's how I know it's good. God created you, designed your sexuality, your hormones, your sexual organ. God designed you for goodness. And that's how I know it's good. I also know it's good because I have given life to children, to three children that we're raising. And when I look at them, I can only feel my sex drive has done beautiful things. It's also done destructive things that I'm not proud of, that I have repented for. But it's done so much good, and I'm so tired of thinking that my sex drive is bad and evil and wrong and I'm selfish, which I had for most of my life believed my sex drive is bad. How many times have you told yourself that? I'm selfish, I'm evil, I'm wrong. That's because it's been utilized in the wrong way. But inherently, your sex drive was given to you for a reason. There's a reason that you're single. There's a purpose for this time of your life to be used in a productive, healthy way. So that's the first point I want to get across to you guys, is your sex drive is a good thing. It's a God-given thing. Don't let the enemy fool you into believing that you're selfish and you're wrong and the worst, because what happens when you feel that way and you think that way is that you tend to go down more behaviors that lead you down that road. Like, oh, I'm a terrible person because I masturbate. I'm a terrible person because I watched porn a bunch of times. And so I might as well just keep doing it because I'm not changing. And it's the same behavior over and over again. And that's what you tell yourself. But if you can take yourself up out of that rut, out of that ditch for a second, and say, your sex drive is not a bad thing. There's a reason that you're going to this stuff. There's a reason you're going to fantasy about sexuality, right? And it's a good reason. Don't deny that. There's a reason that you're going to porn and masturbation. Why? Why? It's because you're seeking deep, deep connection. Why does a young man, 14, 15 years old, whenever you started masturbating, touch himself? Why? He's looking for deep connection. His body, his soul, everything about him is screaming to find connection with the right woman. Not immediately, but through the process of owning and being responsible of this sex drive and then giving that fully to your spouse. That's the purpose of it. That's the reason that we feel these things. And to squash that down, those real reasons, and say, you know what, I'm just selfish and I'm just wrong, I'm a hypocrite, that's not God speaking to you at all. God just sees you and says, man, you're looking for connection, bro. You watch porn, you're looking for connection. Go find connection, real genuine connection with God, first of all. Connect with yourself. Go out in nature. Connect with yourself. Understand yourself. Experience love for yourself. Go connect with your family, with your parents. Bring that love into finding a spouse. Find a wife. My goodness, have children. Experience deep connection with them every day, all day. And I promise you guys, 100% guaranteed. In my experience, once you do that, you will never need porn again, because nothing fills you up more than God's unconditional love. Nothing fills you up to the degree that you're looking for, and you're just not being filled up by artificial stuff. Same goes for social media. Same goes for YouTube. Same goes for Instagram. Same goes for ultra processed food. Same goes for food addiction. Same goes for alcohol. My goodness, the list doesn't end. It's all trying to feel the same thing. You're trying to experience fulfillment and joy and connection, deep connection, because you could be on the top of the mountain by yourself in a beautiful cabin, enjoying life. But eventually you're going to say, man, I miss people. I wish my loved ones were here with me to view this, to experience this. I've done that. I've traveled the world by myself. I've been the peaks of Switzerland and the valleys of Italy by myself traveling. This was a few years ago. And I was going around hiking. I did like 30,000 steps, 40,000 steps a day, just hiking, having a beautiful time. Most beautiful, pristine landscapes you can imagine. Towering Swiss Alps and beautiful Amalfi Coast, Italy, right? Really nice Airbnb in the mountainside with the lemon trees in Italy. And all I could think was, man, I'm so stupid. I miss my children. I wish they were here with me. I miss my wife. I really want to share this with her. And I was so lonely. I was so freaking lonely the whole time. And when I realized that, I understood that God meant for us to experience life with people, with individuals. And that, fundamentally, is how we experience God at the deepest level. All right? And so, number one, your sex drive is good. Stop thinking it as bad or evil. It's good. God gave it to you. It's just been utilized in the wrong way. Step two, figure out how to utilize your sex drive in a healthy, productive way. If you're single, it's to be creative, to create things, to serve, to give all your energy to something. And it's to find your spouse. Your sex drive is biochemically urging you to find a partner, right? It's not urging you to watch porn and masturbate. That's a completely unnatural way that's not going to satiate you at all. And when you find that partner, if you're married, your sex drive is meant to be given to her. It's meant to be given to her, first and foremost. Given to her. Give everything to her. Serve her. Nothing is reserved for yourself. Period. End of story. And then, number three, you use that sex drive to have children. And not just have children, guys. You raise them in a godly environment. You raise them in the same environment that you would have wanted to raise them. The same environment that you want them to experience God in. But better. And you help them to understand God and help them to understand their sexuality in a healthy, productive way. And that is a recipe for a golden life that God believes is possible for you. All right? This episode was straight from the heart, but also straight from experience. I have been blessed with my wife for 15 years this year, quite a long time. We have these three children we're raising, 10 years old, 8 years old, and a 2-year-old. And it gives me the greatest joy to see them every day, to connect with them every day, and to the point where I don't care about a lot of the stuff that people care about, vanity metrics. I don't care about social status. I don't care about any of that stuff, status symbols. I care about experiencing God on the deepest level possible with my family. I want to experience God more and more every day because that's what I believe we're here to do. And not just experience it for ourselves, but to share it with people. And that's why I make these videos. So if you dig that, then I'll see you in the next video.
Hey bro, I hope you enjoyed that episode. You can quit porn today, guys. It just takes 30 days. In fact, we have a special promo code that's Ben, B-E-N, if you want to get 30 days of free Covenant Eyes. And you can cancel at any time, by the way. I do recommend Covenant Eyes for three good reasons. Number one, it literally blocks porn on all your devices. Number two, it has the best accountability reporting of all the software around, if you want to use that. And number three, this is the first step to actually getting serious about quitting porn for good. This special offer again is BEN for a 30-day free trial. And I will catch you in the next episode.